For a while, Luke, and the root beer.
Oh, I've got an awful lot of root beer bottles, haven't you, Uncle? He's sending me root beer bottles.
Now, can you?
What's this? What are you sending root beer bottles for, Uncle Luke?
I hope you're not going to deceive the public, Luke, by painting them with ginger ale.
Oh, no. He's painting them red and green and pink. Oh, they're awful pretty, too.
Well, what's it all about, Luke? Well, I'll tell you how it is. You remember them pop bottles I sold for candlesticks the other day when you was in here?
Oh, I remember that, don't you?
Yes, sure. Now, sir, that lady that bought them was in here again today, and she showed me them there candlesticks, and I judged it was right nice.
Really?
Yes. Now, sir, that there gave me the idea I could sell all them bottles for the same thing. I got dozens of them back there. Going to paint them all up and have a extra special clearance closing out bargain sale of candlesticks. See to it?
Well, let's see one you have painted.
No, sir. Not till they're all done and ready for the sale. Say, in about 10 days or so. I got a lot of them to paint, and then I got to let them dry for a bit. My dad ratted, I bet them candlesticks will just sell like hotcakes, that's what.
Well, I hope they do.
Well, so do I. Let us know when the sale goes on, will you, Uncle Luke?
I won't have to, man. I won't have to let you know. You'll probably be hearing about it from everybody. Probably getting the papers, too.
Uncle.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question about those elephants?
What's that?
Can I ask you a question about those elephants you told us about?
Oh, those elephants. Why, sure you can, Teeny. Fact is, I was wondering what you was thinking so deep about. What is it you want to know?
Well, Uncle Luke.
Yes?
When you sawed the tusks off those elephants, I mean the bulls, the first time, that let them loose from the ground, didn't it? Who held them then, Uncle Luke?
Him? Who? Why, shucks, Jenny. I guess we better talk some more about them bottles. I'll tell you about that later, Jenny. Now, what I'm going to do with the sale is this. I'm going to, after I get them painted, I'm going to take them their pop bottles, and put them all up on the shelf and bring them over. Give King here any wrong information about Africa. How about it?
Well, what would you like, Uncle Luke?
Say, I'll tell you what I'd like. I'd like to hear you play something on the old melodeon. That's when I can think good when the melodeon's going.
All right.
You got something you can play on that?
I think we have.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounded right nice.
Well, are you ready to go ahead now? You've got your plot all worked out.
Oh, now, Dad, right, it ain't no plot at all to this here story. Why, shucks. You folks would have a buddy think I was just making this up.
Oh, no, we don't, Uncle Osana.
Well, all right then. All right. Eyes of blue turn up and blink and wink at you. It's just like heaven shining through. Why, there's nothing on earth I wouldn't do for that little boy of mine.
He's all the world to me. He climbs up on my knee. To me, he's all.
What with baseballs, anyhow? Girls play with dolls and jacks and things like that.
Well, the boys said I could be first baseman on their baseball team if I'd furnish the ball. So Ma gave me the money to buy one.
Baseball, eh? You reckon you could hold it once they tossed it to you?
Oh, I'm a good ball player, Uncle.
You are, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's your springtime, all right, when they get out the bats and balls. I judge, if I ain't mistaken, that springtime sort of snuck up on me. I'll see. If I can find any baseballs. Baseballs. There's mothballs. Codfish balls. Don't seem to have no baseballs, though. Let's see. Tapioca. Tapioca. You reckon that'd do, Timmy?
No, it's got to be a baseball.
Let's see. Ice cream, Peter. I'd let that go at a bargain, Penny.
No, I want a baseball, Uncle Lou.
Mm-hmm. Cowbells. I don't know. Might just cut you in two. I reckon I'm smack out of baseball, Tinny.
Oh, I just knew you'd be. You know I won't be able to play on the team.
Oh, there now, Tinny. Don't carry on now.
I'm on a baseball.
Now, here now. You sit up here. I'll tell you a story.
I want a baseball. I don't want a story.
Sit still now and I'll tell you a nice story. I ever tell you about the time when I used to play baseball?
Oh, were you both my uncle?
Why, them scouts used to come down here every year, wanting me to join up with the big leaguers. But I never do it. I argued it wasn't fair to the local team.
Tell me about it, will you?
Well, now come think about it, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's ask Marion and Jim to sing us a song whilst I get my facts straight, and then I'll tell you the story.
All right. Will you sing a song, Marion and Jim?
What would you like to hear, Jim?
I like that one about the horses. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. The king's horses, eh?
Yeah.
Well, sing us that one, Marion and Jim, and I'll help you out a little bit. This is a story about baseball. About baseball in the days when it was a man's game. Not something for a little girl, for a little girl like you to play.
Oh, did you have fights?
Fights? Sure, we had fights every inning. Well, the game I was talking about was the deciding game for the county pennant. I was pitching.
Were you a good pitcher, Uncle?
Oh, sure. When I threw that ball, I never did see it. In fact, nobody saw it up until the ninth inning. The score was 18-20 in our favor.
So you won, huh?
I'm coming to that. Well, sir, the visitors came up to bat in the ninth inning, and the first man up popped a little fly to Ed Tansucker. He was played short. Awful short.
I'm a good shortstop, too, Uncle.
Now, you keep still, or I won't finish my story, Teeny.
All right, I'll be quiet.
And as I said, the first man up, he knocked a little pop fly to Ed Tansucker. But what did Ed do but drop the ball? Yes, sir. Muffed it. Look at the whistle. Well, by the time he touched up and picked batter, the batter had got all the way to second base. Now, sir, the next man up got three balls and two strikes, and then what happened but the umpire gave a bad decision and walked him. Yes, sir. I could have done plenty about that, but I didn't say a word. I just kept my tongue still. Well, that gave a man on first
and
third.
And nobody was out, huh?
Nobody was out. Well, I'd pitched a long game, and I don't know just what happened, but just as I was about to pitch to the next fellow, why, Pete Pennywhacker yelled something to me. Well, I figured that the man on first was stealing, and I sort of jerked back. But I'd already started the pitch, so rather than be called for a balk, I let her go. And, of course, the batter hit it. Well, sir, he knocked a home run. Clear over the swords of cornfield, he knocked it.
Oh, And so you lost the game, did you?
Now, I didn't say anything about losing. As I said, this was in the days when baseball was a he-man's game.
Well, and what did you do, Uncle Luke?
Well, sir, I had that fast. All I did was to yank my pistol out of my belt. We all carried pistols in them days. And I shot the runner on third base.
Oh, you shot him?
Yeah. Now, the rule says a runner on base can't pass another runner ahead of him, so the man I shot dropped in his tracks, and, of course, the other two couldn't pass him, so that ended the game, and we won 18-20.
Gee, that certainly must have been an exciting game, Uncle.
Well, that ain't nothing compared to the time when we was playing. But what's that, Marion?
I say it's almost supper time, Uncle Luke.
Oh, so it is. Well, you sing us one more song, and we'll all drink supper.
Never make a